grind or die, motherfuckers.
Blog
Talk. Yeah. You dig, you dig.
Grind Hard Radio. Hey, this is Virginia Supernova Slim, a.k.a. The Doctor. And you know I'm fucking with Grind Hard Radio. Legit Chronicles, Dangerous Tactics, and Get Throw Trigger, my niggas. Hey, let's go.
Hey, this your boy Dice. When I'm not in the studio with my homie Mook Duke, you can catch me on Grind Hard every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. with my nigga Jit, Dangerous, Trigger, A Free Slim for the hottest indie and major music from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. 323-693-3043. Press 1, don't be scared to talk. And we also join it on Thursday night, late at night. And on Tuesday, we do Pump It or Dump It. If the shit ain't hot, it's getting dropped. Fuck with Grind Hard Radio. If you ain't grinding hard, go home. Dice.
Thank you for tuning in to Grind Hard Radio, reality radio.
You can check us out at grindhardradio.com.
Official.
We on every Tuesday and Thursday, 11 p.m. to 1.
Here.
Y'all ready to have some fun?
Let's go!
Duval, V-A-A-C-S, got it, it's Grind Hard Radio. Press 1 to join the party, 323-693-3043. Go live with your team. Duval, V-A-A-C-S, got it, it's Grind Hard Radio. Press 1 to join the party, 323-693-3043. Go live with the team.
Welcome to Grind Hard Radio, hosted by Jit Chronicles, Dangerous Tactics, and Virginia Supernova Slim. You can listen everywhere you go, cause we on iTunes. You fucking with some star, go ahead and meet us on the moon. We play the hottest independent tracks, but don't pump it or dump it. Get ready to get flushed if your shit is whack. In-depth interviews, even some hip-hop news. Call in and make your request, we'll play whatever you choose. We do this for the people, no other show is equal. We got the best topic, we took on like some rockets. We got the hottest co-host, Dice, Black Cancer, and Curvy Trigger, and Young Nye. Club Live, we stay dumb high. Shout out to Charles Billinger, executive producer. Shout out to all our haters, y'all are some fucking losers. We pay for chasing, grind or die, we ballin' no foul. Get used to us, cause we gon' be here for a while.
Another edition, another episode of Grind Hard Radio, coming live from Grind Hard Studios. I'm in the building with my big bro, Jit Chronicles, repping at 904 Duval County. What it do, bro?
Give me the loop, give me the loop. Duval, what hood? It's your boy, Jit Chronicles, the mayor of Duval County. You're urban.
Yeah, dig. And I'm in the building with my big sis, my twin, hottest chick in the game, Virginia Supernova Slim, representing that VATL.
Yeah.
What it do, Charlie?
Oh. I'm chilling, man, with the big sis.
You already know. It's grind or die.
Yeah.
All
day. Tonight, you already know, representing North Cadillac, producer slash rapper, graphic designer, your boy Curry. What's the deal, Curry?
What's up, y'all? Chilling, man. Ready for some fun shit.
That's what
I'm out.
No doubt.
Alright. And if and the other co-host you got is boy Young Nye in the building tonight. I don't know if he on right now or not. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Young Nye should be coming through shortly.
That's what it is. And it's open mic night on Grind Hard Radio. So like Big Bro always say, you know what that means, whatever's on your mind, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you gotta whatever you wanna speak about. It is what it is, you know? That's what it is, Grind Hard Radio, reality radio. Let's go.
Let's do it. So you know what to do, man. If you're on the phone lines, make sure you hit us up, 323-693-3043. Or if you're online, you can hit us up in the Grind Hard Radio chat room. I'm going to hit y'all with a few tracks, and we're going to start this thing off with your boy, Young Nah. We're calling the bar live on Grind Hard Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Exclusive is heard first on
Grind Hard Radio. Supernova Slim and his bitch, and you already know I'm fucking with Grind Hard Radio. Dangerous Tactics, Jit Chronicles, and Get Throw Trigger. You already know what it is.
Ever broke. Truest words I ever spoke. It's day one in here. record labels, execs, A&R. Listen, 1 second, man. Yeah. Mercy. If you believe the miracles, then believe in me. And see how far we can take speed. You need to take a little chance. Sit back and you'll see how we turn these group of stars into a galaxy. See, I'm chilling in the hood with the gift of rap. And it's around Christmas time with no gifts to rap. Big decisions come, I gotta make. Every night if there's a fork in the road, it might be wrong to go right.
Just believe in me. That's what I keep telling them, man. But they don't know, harder they hate, the harder I go. So I know I'm doing my job, baby. So I'ma let her sing to y'all. Just listen harder, open up your ears, cause it's being me, baby. If only you believe, I bring it to your sight, you can see what the balls of my jettos with these. I'm just saying, keep my contact, and we the same with or without a contract. I got a humble mindset, and we ain't even got a bond yet. But trust can even lead a blind step, so believe, cause I know I got what it takes just to make it, cause I feed off of y'all hatred.
Yeah, you know, niggas be frying like niggas are bad news, can't rap and shit, you know what I'm saying? My niggas believe in me, I believe in them, you know what I'm saying? We gon' see who the hottest niggas, you know what I'm saying? I got some shit I gotta get off my chest, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's B&E, man, hear us out, yo. Yo, mommy, I know some of your friends, kids got PhDs, and you still proud of me with my GED. Stack my pants hanging in the streets and blowing weed. People say there's no hope in the hood, but I still believe. Niggas hate, so they're still to me. Please believe that I'll leave you beneath. Call me Dwayne Wade, by the way, I stay with the heat. Yeah, bitch, niggas ain't playing with me.
I'm that chick fire. Air It Out Radio.
Air It
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. AirItOutRadio.net. And yo, Grind Hall Radio, throw another
banger on.
Crack on the dance floor, crack in the stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth.
Okay.
Crack on the dance floor, crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth.
Yeah, I'm on hold, stop crying. I murder tracks, they dying. Lame nigga, stop lying. I serve all the folks you claim supplying. I'm in the hood like EBT, stack gold like CDs. Six trips, straight vips, posted up with palm trees. On my track, dope. So you can call me a dope dealer. All your shit, whack. That's why you're an off-brand nigga. I'm whipping up his crack. In the booth with the pirate. Straight cash or big checks. Hood nigga, up in the deck. Break set, straight crack. Got the hook, come back. Run, that's drive-by. Club loud, I stay high. Dangerous tactic, my twin. Shit it on them, depends. You'll spend your whole life trying to make what my squad makes in a weekend. I'm twisted, I'm tweaking. You flexing and you faking. Your whole hood intimidated by all the dough that I'm making. I ride around and I get it. I take a nap and I get more. I buy a bottle of Ace of Space and pour it up on the dance floor.
Crack on the dance floor, crack in the stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth.
Okay.
Crack on the dance floor, crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth.
I serve niggas, no rehab. APOs, I'm so fab. I'm certified authentic. That 100 grand, I spent it. I'm grind hard radio. I scream it everywhere I go. Supernova taking over, nigga. We about to blow. I went to prison, but I'm back. Serious like a heart attack. I'm crazy, baby, eat your teeth. Get money with muscles, black razzle. So yeah, we got one. Taking heads off, shotgun. I'm still the state headlining. I'm making rules defining. Shout out to all my haters. Kill yourself, do me a favor. We passing niggas, fast lane. Team strong, campaign. We got crack addicted. Can't be the soul, get with it. But nigga, supernova slim, and I'm the one that fit it. Crack.
Crack on the dance floor, crack in the stereo. Crack on the stereo,
okay.
Crack in your mouth.
Let's go.
Crack on the dance floor, crack in your stereo.
No.
Crack on the stereo.
stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth.
Okay.
On the crack,
yep.
On the crack,
yep.
On the crack,
yep.
On the crack,
let's go.
On the crack, on the stove,
okay.
I guess it's crack,
okay.
In your mouth.
Yeah.
On the crack, crack, dance floor, crack,
yeah.
In your stereo. Crack on the stove,
I
guess,
yeah.
It's crack,
yeah.
In your mouth.
I got the heart, but you soft. I'm rocked up with no crystal. Got army guns like T.I., so bring it on with your pistol. Got Molly's for pill poppers. Got liquor for them drinkers. Got loud for you smokers. Even got knowledge for them thinkers. I'm crazy, Mooey Loco. And some are here at the White House. You trying to be a gangster. Don't make me shoot up your bongo. I don't believe in credit. Cash only bring your money out. And if you speak my name, you better know what you're talking about. I'm talking, fuck with your knock. And see, I fuck with Kelly. Jacksonville, I'm with B-A-A-T. Yeah, who you bitch out of the dice? Jody Blunt, Black Cat, the Fly, got it. Blade Brown, Jay Early, Dominique Blue, A2, yup.
Crack on the dance floor, crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth. Crack on the dance floor, crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's
crack in your mouth, ho.
Crack on the crack, on the crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth.
Okay.
Radio. Make sure you check out the official website at groundhardradio.com. Make sure you subscribe so you can get all the latest updates to Ground Hard Radio. And squad, we're going to jump straight into the topic. It's an open discussion tonight, and we're going to start off with your boy, BND Boss, Dangerous Tactics. What you want to put out there, bro?
Well, shit, man.
Bro, ski.
You know, I already know, man. Hey.
You heard?
I don't really feel like talking about nothing negative, you know. All the negative people know where they can go. You know what I'm saying? They know what they can do, man. We on the bigger and better things. So I'm going to just keep it like that because I, you know, expect the unexpected. And I know people expect me to go off and go ham and be tripping, even when I'm mad. Because I'm pissed off right now. But you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to trip out on it. And I ain't going to trip out on people who be trying to, you know, overstep their boundaries and stuff like that. Because they just, you know, they do them things because they never see us, but they gonna, you know, eventually see us and then really look stupid, you know, not because nobody trying to do nothing to them, but we could actually be cool and help you out, you know, try to further your career because that's what we trying to do. But you know, if you want to be fake and be phony, then you can just be by yourself and be lonely. You know what I mean? Straight something. Church tabernacle.
Yeah. You dig? Alright, Slim, what you got,
yeah,
babe? What you want to throw out there?
Man, I just want to thought that how tired I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm physically exhausted. I've been working hard. You know what I'm saying? So my spotlight and my shout out go off to all the single mothers. You know what I'm saying? The single fathers, the students, people with jobs. You know what I'm saying? If you do more than just sit on your ass every day and watch goddamn Marley and goddamn all
you
this
did?
Shit, then that's spooky, man. Cause it's hard, man. It's easy to sit around and, you know, not do shit, and it's hard to goddamn focus and, you know, multitask and do a lot of different things. So shout out to everybody that's on their grind or die.
Damn right.
I just gotta add real quick, Slim. I'm feeling you when you say that, cause you know most folks out there, they think that jit don't do shit. You know, I work every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So even if we didn't have Ground Hard Radio, I work. I get mine. You know what I'm saying? So I had to co-sign on that, sis, because that was some real shit.
Damn,
you just
right.
Grind or motherfucking die.
That's the motto. That's the movement.
You did. All right, last but definitely not least, main man Kern. What you want to put on blast? What you want to say tonight, bro?
Man, I just want to, like, I don't know, man. I just want to put up with last Tuesday, like, was niggas feeling the stress or what? Because, like, I saw an ass and everybody's acting dead. So I'm like, what's up?
Well, you know, Kurt, well, let me ask this first. Kurt, me and you had a personal discussion. I told you I was feeling the track, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is.
Word.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
I
support
you. I already had said on the show, you know what I'm saying? I said I fuck with it, and I said it was straight, you know. But I guess if you want a more in-depth opinion why niggas wasn't, like, jumping off the top turnbuckle about, you know, the track and shit, it's because you be doing shit with your nigga. You feel me, Curry? That's how I feel. Like, you was, alright, let's keep it all the way 1 trillion, nigga. You want to talk to your big bro, then you're straight. I'm going to tell you. Because your man's still progressing as an artist. So are you. It's you way ahead of him. So when y'all niggas do songs, this shit, he throw the song off to me personally. That's why I said it was straight. When you got songs by yourself, them shits are great. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with them hard. Hard. Them shits get played. You know what I mean? It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It just wasn't all that. You know what I mean? Because of your man, not because of you. And everything you did on this shit, I fuck with it. Tough. You know what I mean? That's why I said it was straight. There was more than one person on this shit.
And there it is.
The group.
Straight up from the get up.
Hey.
Slim, did you want to get in on that, or you want to just say keep it moving?
I say keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? Curry know we all family around here, mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
It's all, I love that nigga, and he do so
dumb.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's no hard, like, feelings or nothing. It's just like, when I bring a track or something, I want, like, honest opinions, you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Like, when I ask, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I ask, just don't, like, not say anything, like, say something. No matter what it is, like, first thing that comes to your mind, just say it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Man,
I think we do this quite well at Ground Hard Radio.
I know, but this, like, more so the
it's
time.
The
that shit. We was in the middle of interviews and people that want to talk to people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just this different type of mode, you know, for me. Plus, I told you I didn't dislike it at all. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the track cool. You know what I'm saying? But if you probably did it by yourself, that shit probably would be like, you know, like fucking awesome, dude. You know what I mean? Well, like, I don't know.
Yes,
but
up?
You just need to call my phone, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Just call me, nigga. I'll tell you some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
or, like, about how, what I think, you know what I'm saying, about shit.
Because
I don't really like critiquing my niggas all that much, especially not on radio, but shit, that's my job, to critique these other niggas who need critiquing. You don't need critiquing, the other niggas do.
That's what's up. I respect that. And we about to turn up in this motherfucker, because it's open mic night on Ground Hard Radio. I want to throw mine out there real quick, my open discussion. I just got to say this real quick, man. Thanks to the fucking listeners out there, man. Because of y'all, Ground Hard Radio is now a featured show on Blog Talk.
Yeah.
And that's major. You know what I'm saying? That's like the hood Grammys for hood niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, like, much love, man. 25,000 listeners later, we here.
That's why.
You feel me? We in this
still
bitch.
Strong.
Yep. And haters, I'm coming out for you too. I'm telling you that right now. Game over.
Straight up.
Folks, I'm going to put it all out there. Y'all charging folks to get on these whack ass shows, and that shit ain't cool. But I'm going to put a stop to it.
Oh, shit. And that just started now.
Sis, Slim, be Slim. You want to switch boards tonight, Sis? Are you taking the night off?
I'll be on about 10 minutes, bro.
Got you. I'm going to take it to the phone lines because they lighten up a little bit. You know what? Actually, we got your boy, Kano the Pyro from HMB Radio in the building.
Right,
what's
dude.
Going on?
What's good, man? What's good? Ground Hard Radio in the building.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
What is
it? What's good with
shout
you?
Shout out to Jig. Shout out to Curry. Shout out to Virginia Slim. Shout out to Dangerous Tech. Good to see y'all over there.
Yeah.
That's
we appreciate
up.
That, homie.
Really? Club Loud Vegas over here, man. I'm blowing this loud right now.
That's
right.
Worldwide, baby.
All day.
And Kano, you got anything you want to throw out there, bro? We got an open discussion tonight, man. You can throw whatever you want to throw out there. You can definitely promote your show, HME Radio, right here, man. So the mic's on you.
I feel your comment about them whack ass shows, man. Charging these artists low, man. I feel you on that.
I had to do it.
Stop. It's a lot of shit though, man. You know, it's a lot of shit people do when you thought you was cool with them, though, man. It's like, wow. Like, man, you really showing your true colors, man. I hashtag that shit today, man.
Damn.
That's real.
That's how it is.
You know, I'm going to say this, too. I think when you help folks and you get them to where they need to be, they be like, fuck you, I don't need you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the nigga that's going to put an end to all that. You know what I'm saying? Because as I've always said, I think all urban blog talk shows need to be coming together at this point. It ain't no competition.
Right.
We all doing the same thing.
Damn, right. I agree.
New mixtape coming out called Urban Blog, the mixtape. We got all Urban Blog talk shows on one mixtape, man. That's coming real soon.
Oh, shit.
No doubt.
Yeah. This DJ, I ain't no shit about that. But Kano, I can't take a shot away from you, bro. If you want to promote your show or whatever you want to do, you can do that, homie.
Man, y'all just check out itsmyurls.com/HMERadio. Everything's there for y'all, man. Y'all just show support. You know, folks, some real niggas that's doing real things out here in these streets, man. For real.
That's for sure.
Hey, and Kano, real quick, bro, let the independent artists know where they can email you at in case they want to do an interview or send your music.
Yeah, send your music right now to KanoThePyro@gmail.com. That's KanoThePyro. But they got all the information on it. It's my URLs, too. So if you utilize that right there, man, y'all can definitely holler at me.
Yeah.
Okay. What's up? Make sure y'all hop down on that.
I ain't talking about people sitting in track one, talking about play my shit, you know. I gotta get more professional. Upgrade the shit, man. Invest your time in this shit. I don't wanna play that garbage, man. Hell nah. This is gonna get a boom over here.
Hell nah.
Hey, and big shout out to HMB Radio, man. You know, I've been knowing Kano for a hot minute. Cool people, cool show. Bro done helped me with a lot of things on Blog Talk, man. So I definitely got to say salute to you. And salute to that nigga D Slate if he out there somewhere. Real talk.
Damn right. D Slate.
Man, salute to you, G, for taking this shit and running with it, though. That's a lot of niggas that want knowledge but don't know how to, you know, create something from it.
And that's real, bro. I appreciate you. I appreciate you saying that.
All day, man. You got it, homie.
Well, you have to.
All right, Kano, if you got anything else, bro, we definitely appreciate you for calling in tonight, man. I know you probably got your own show going already by now.
Nah, man. We down tonight. We'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, you down tonight. Okay.
I'm lounging on Ground Hard Radio tonight, man.
Let's do it.
That's
what it is. Okay.
All right, man. We're going to keep this thing moving. Courage just dropped, and I was going to actually throw it to his track. You know what I'm saying? But, shit, I'm kind of in a situation right now. So I tell you what, D or Slim, if y'all want to get another one in, okay, we got Curry back.
Yeah,
Curry, you good back there, bro?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It just went like completely silent.
Hey, that's blog talk, bro. It's all good. But I'm gonna throw it to you right now, bro, cause we got a pump and dump it coming up. You know what I'm saying? We got some hip hop news. We got your boy Young Nah coming through in a little bit, so it's on you, Curry. Whatever you want to get into, man, we can definitely do that.
Alright. How about we drop this track, Ike Lightning Now? Drop that.
Alright, I'm scrolling down right now, bro. So let the folks know where they can follow you at on Twitter, Curry.
Man, follow me at my boy Curry. You know, hit me up on there, talk to me. I'll talk back. No cliche intended, but you know, I will. So hit me up.
You heard me.
Word up.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that track again, Kurt?
It's called How You Like Me Now.
I know we got it.
It's cool, man. I know you got like 50 billion songs, man.
We just got 50 million people that's name starting with Mister. You know what I'm saying? But we got that, and go ahead and introduce that, bro.
Alright, it's How You Like Me Now from Mr. Curry. Check it out.
Turn up.
Yeah.
know these niggas mad when they hear this. I know these bitches heads when they hear this. I know these niggas mad when they hear this. I know these bitches dance when they hear this.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
What?
How you like me now?
How
you like me now? I said, how you like me now?
Yeah.
How you like me now?
How
you like me now?
Yeah.
How you like me now?
When you see me with your bitch, how you like me now?
When you see me in that whip, how you like me now?
And I know you see the kick,
how you like me now?
How you like me now?
How you like me now?
When you see me with your bitch,
how you like me now?
When you see me in that whip, how you like me now?
Yeah.
Boy, I know you see the kid. How you like me now?
How you like me now?
How you like me now?
I'm riding round in that pilot. My bitch topless, that roof the same. I'm grinding, trying to stack dollars. My niggas trapping, y'all get your change. I've been repping that Charlotte. Y'all niggas hating, that shit is lame. I'm fresh to death, that's how I came. I'm Mister, that's the name. Don't get it twisted, I blast your brains. Don't flex, nigga, tuck your chain. Scrolling through my contacts, trying to hit up, what's the name? Trying to see what that mouth be. Trying to play them head games. You can use my dick as a mouthpiece. Top back like LeBron James, cause I'm riding around like it's Southeast. Hustle and bustling, cause y'all niggas still doubt me. Back the fuck up off me. How you like me now when I'm riding around in that newest ride?
Yep.
That candy paint door suicide.
Yep.
Black and purple Ray Lewis side.
When you see me with your bitch, how you like me now? When you see me in that whip, how you like me now? And I know you see the kick, how you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now? When you see me with your bitch, how you like me now? When you see me in that whip, how you like me now?
Boy.
And I know you see the kick, how you like me now?
Boy.
How you like me now?
Boy.
How you like me now?
Riding with your girl in my front seat. All we ever do is just blow trees. I know these niggas mad cause they can't compete. I bet these bitches dance when they see it's me. How you like me now?
How you like me now?
Every time I spit, it's another sound. I tell your girl to bust it, she get on the ground. I tell your girl to bust it, she get on the ground. Rolling up that swisher, cup full of that liquor. Don't call your girl, know that I am with her. Camera full of her pictures, none of them with clothes on. She meet me in the room, I turn all of them lights off. I see you with your bitch, how you like me now? When you see me in that whip, how you like me now? And I know you see the kick, how you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now? When you see me with your bitch, how you like me now? When you see me in that whip, how you like me now?
Boy.
And I know you see the kick, how you like me now?
Boy.
How you like me now?
Boy.
How you like me now?
Alright, man, it's Grand Hard Radio. Make sure you hit us up 323-693-3043. That was your boy, Mr. A and Curry with How You Like Me Now. Check out the official website, groundhardradio.com. We've been joined by our co-host Young Nah, Philly Ball. What's going on with you, boy?
What's happening, man? I'm sorry for being late now, man. What
it's all
do?
Good, bro. You here now,
is?
Nigga.
Yeah.
Team rock with me.
Team rock with me. Glad to die.
All day.
Yeah.
And before we take it back to the phone lines, bro, you know, I want to know, we had an open discussion tonight, man. Is there anything you want to throw out there for the folks?
All I want to say, man, is Making a CD is stressful, man. If anybody you know putting out a CD, man, just show them your support, man. It's definitely not an easy task. That's all it is.
For real.
No doubt.
And make sure y'all follow your boy Young Nah on Twitter, Young Nah 267. Hit that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it back to the phone lines. 972 is your area code, your last four digits, 4750. You're live on Brown Hard Radio.
And you already know who this is, your boy Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's, Mr. Bookable Team,
Woo!
No Future West Coast, and up, baby, I got bars.
Let's do
that. That's
sip your Kool-Aid in the refrigerator for you, boy.
Hell yeah.
That nigga does great.
What's good with you? Anything you want to put out there, man, you can do it because you got the mic right now.
Oh, man, first of all, I want to send a shout-out to my man, Kurt DNC, my man, Bugs Bazaar, and my man, Freddie B. You know what I'm saying? I just was told today that I'm on the Coast to Coast mixtape.
That's amazing, bro.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're saying, for all you haters that said my music was whack, look at me now, bitches.
How you like me now? How you like me
now? Man, bro, once again, you killed that interview last week, man. I mean, you killed that shit.
No
Tuesday, I'm talking about last week. That was Tuesday.
Oh, man, hey, my peoples was listening. They was like, shoot, you sound like you do this for a living. I said, a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I kind of know how to be a radio entity, you know what I mean?
I feel
you.
Hey, but salute to y'all. Y'all did a wonderful interview. You know, all my people was like, man, they really knew how to convey, you know, the information, ask the questions, made me feel really at home. I appreciate y'all, man. Big ups to Grind Hard. That's why I'm on the phone right now.
You did.
Appreciate it, man.
Oh, yeah.
And dope, you fam around here, bro. So if you definitely want to stick around, man, you can do that. We got your boy Kano the Pyro from HME Radio. He chilling with us too tonight, man. So you more than welcome, bro.
Where Kano at? Oh.
What's good, fam?
Shit, I'm on 2,000 right about now. What you do, Kano?
Yeah, we over 9,000, Playboy. You already know. I'm smoking. I'm in Club Loud Vegas right now, man. I'm smoking this loud.
Club Loud, nigga.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kano. Kano used to, you know what I'm saying? I used to hang out with Kano on the late night, boy. When, you know what I mean? It was just me, Kano, and Drop the Bombs. You know what I mean? Lin Nell, we was talking about them Laker boys.
Oh, yeah, they ain't stopping us this year. I bet that we're going to beat the Bulls records this year, man.
About to go down.
Oh.
Hey, about to go down. Hey, I don't know who else y'all going for, but y'all might want to go ahead and hang up that 17th banner for them Laker boys. Unless
there
Dwight Howard just you know, evaporate into thin air or something. But other than that, we going to be all right.
Hell no.
Yeah. All right, folks, we got to keep this train moving, man. We got to keep it moving. Sis, you straight right now?
Yeah.
All right, let's take it to the phone line. They popping.
All right, we got a call from the 973. Last four digits is 9988. You're now live with Grind Hard Radio. Who we got?
Yeah, what's good? What's good? It's Al Mega, yo.
Oh, what up, big homie? What's good with
I'm
you?
I'm chilling, baby. I'm chilling, man. Just tuning in to y'all right now while I'm in the crib.
We appreciate that,
no
bro.
Doubt.
Yeah. No doubt. I told y'all I'm going to be fucking with y'all, man. So I'll be hitting the links on the Facebook, whatever. Figured I'd call up, holler at y'all for a quick minute, man.
No doubt.
Appreciate that, man.
And I'll make if you guys just want to throw out there, you can do that.
Oh, all right. No, I just want to, you know, give respect to y'all, you know what I'm saying, for doing a really dope interview with me last week or whatever. A lot of my people heard it. I mean, y'all had the link posted up right like the day after. I even downloaded the joint or whatever, put it on my website. So I just want to say I appreciate y'all, man. So I had to call back in and definitely tune in to make sure everything's still percolating out there.
Oh, yeah, always, bro.
Definitely,
and we got your interview posted on groundhardradio.com, too, man. So you can definitely go there and check it out, too.
Where is Bone? I listened to it the night after. I'm on the website right now.
We got you right under the guest list, bro. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, Omega, if you want to kick it with us, throw something out there, request anything, my nigga. You can do it because you got the mic right now, and it's open mic night on Grind Hard Radio. I want some motherfuckers to call in and spit for us, like real talk. Turn up.
Oh, but I could throw a little 16 or something on y'all niggas real quick.
Let's do
it.
Let's
get it.
I'm going to turn the beat off for you.
No doubt. Go Octello and shit. Let me step outside. This nigga sleeping in the crib. So let me step out real quick. All right. So y'all got me good?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, yo. I testify never to utter same verses, the same verses. Stuttering all over the beat cursing, that seems worse and my string's perfect. Get to know me and see I'm a mean person, not mean in the sense of mind, but mind to get in my means, it is perfect. Permanent urges resurface, searching for methods of maiming and hurting those who oppose the genius, thinking I'm Urkel. The most emerging insurgent surface is urgently searching for victims, still murking work with a sense of urgency. Mega, genetically created perfectly, your power reactions on the nuclear level seem to emerge from me. Planted perfectly, none of these dudes disturbing me, cause truth is, Zeus is my stepdad and I'm Hercules. Damn, should I stop now, work with me. Voice like a roar, run with the lions, the king of the jungle birthed in me. The Alpha Mega, I work for these, vocab like Sherlock Holmes. You feel that wordplay? Certainly.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, you like the head, cousin. That's what's up.
I mean, had to switch it up a little bit. The last time I was with y'all, gave y'all some R&B type connoisseur shit, so. Gotta let y'all know what's all hip-hop over here.
That's
what
that
was
hot.
So, shit, what y'all getting into tonight, man? I'm gonna be sitting back here writing this music video treatment, listening to y'all, man.
We'll appreciate
so,
that, man.
I'm riding with y'all.
Yeah, we got some hip-hop news coming up. We gonna turn all the way up in this motherfucker tonight.
No doubt. I expect nothing less, y'all.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all, baby.
No doubt. I just want to chop it up with y'all real quick, man. I'm going to let y'all do your thing, but I'm right here listening, baby.
Appreciate
okay,
you.
Okay, then.
Appreciate it.
Okay,
please. Big homie got balls, right,
man. Yeah, he killed that. It's Grind Hard Radio. Make sure you check out the official website, grindhardradio.com. I'm going to throw it to my girl Slim right now, see if she got any requests. And when we come back, we're going to get into this Pump It or Dump It.
I would like to hear your ringtone. I'm kind of in that mood right now, you know what I'm saying? Kind of sentimental and shit, so.
Oh, yeah, and I had the privilege of watching Slim perform on YouTube, man. That was a good thing. Shout out to Virginia Supernova Slim, man. You doing your thing.
Appreciate that, bro. No doubt.
Definitely.
And shit, go ahead and introduce your track, too.
Yo, what's good? This is Virginia Supernova Slim, and you're now about to listen to your ringtone on Grind Hard Radio.
Turn up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't believe I lost found something so dear to me. Yeah, we had our problems, but now everything's clear to me. Like I got a second glance, but can I get a second chance? I thought you were ride or die, please give us another try. Staring at my screen, favor wishing that my phone would ring. When I heard your ringtone, I woke up from a daydream. Baby, I was turned like hell, and my voice can't you tell? So I had to dial your number before sorrow pulls me under. All my days are filled with thunder, lightning and black clouds of rain. Baby, you're my rainbow, please come and take away my pain. I'm not able to maintain, I can't eat and I can't sleep. I can tell in the beginning that my love for you was deep. But now we went our separate ways, and baby, I've been up for days. All I think about is you and everything that we've been through. But you can't deny chemistry, your soul is built into me. I will never let you go, I just want you to know.
I hear your ringtone, even when nobody is around.
Co-sign on what Dangerous said earlier in the week, and this is some real shit. Slim, it ain't no other fucking female artist out there, mainstream or local, that's fucking with you, babe, and that's real shit.
Wow. That's real shit. I appreciate that shit, man. I work hard, man. Motherfucker don't understand.
Yes, you do.
I appreciate that shit. That shit fuels my fire, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep me pushing.
Gonna keep it pushing.
They gonna learn
Burn
the
day. Down, baby. Yeah. Alright man, it's Ground Hard Radio. We got some hip hop news coming up for y'all in about 10 minutes. But right now, team, we about to get into this Pump of the Dump It. Y'all ready to go?
No doubt.
Alright, tonight the Pump of the Dump It is from your boy Royal D, and the track is called For the Hood. Pump of the Dump It. Take off. Leo!
Now you already know who the fuck I be. Yeah, that nigga Rodney, nigga rapping the streets. Rapping my hood, cause you know it's all good. You know it's all good that I'm rapping my hood. Already know who the fuck I be. Yeah, that nigga Rodney, nigga rapping the streets. Rapping my hood, cause you know it's all good. You know it's all good, you know it's all good, and I'm rapping my hood.
Hey,
please dump
that shit down the toilet.
So hands down.
Don't ever play that shit.
That's a dump. But you know, I got to get my commentary from my other folks. I'm young now to go ahead.
Yo, I'm
why
sorry.
Why he had
that
D in his name? Why he had to have D in his name? Get that D out your name. You don't even deserve that.
Yo, that had to be the worst pump of the dumping track
yo,
I've heard in a long time.
Same thing.
Yo, in
no,
a long
ever.
Time.
Ever.
Like, that shit was quick. Yo, I swear to God, they sound like the oldest rap group in the world because like, these niggas is out of pocket. That shit was funny as hell because like, I actually love the song. Like, I actually love it because that shit made me laugh too hard. That's my new
stupid.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
man,
my
they
new
the,
shit.
The rotation. We was doing puppets all the way through into this shit.
Yo,
man.
I know. That shit
song,
was funny,
man.
Though. Oh,
we
my God.
Need this song so we can
that's
jump from. That
parody rap that is funny. Yo, them niggas is funny as shit, yo. Shouts to them. Shouts to them.
Man,
they're funny as hell.
Shout out to MC Nursing Home and MC Depend.
Alright, man. Right now I'm going to throw it to the King of Vegas, HME Radio Boss, Mr. Kano the Power. What you got to put in, bro?
Man, Control Alt Delete that motherfucker, man.
Control Alt Delete. I'm looking right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, man. Dump that shit. I'm going to wipe my ass and flush that shit.
Oh,
hey, man.
I might have made that a t-shirt.
Babies cry.
Gotta make that a t-shirt, Kendall.
Telling you. Telling you. That was horrible. Horrible.
Alright, entrepreneur, producer, dope ass entertainer, dope ass music. What you got, bro? I'm trying to be like D when he do his intro. I don't know if y'all feel
that.
That's what it is.
They're not feeling
that. Remember when you got your first Casio keyboard, like back in 1991, and you wanted to make a beat? Alright, that's the beat.
We just found it in 2012.
I found it in 2012 because the sound. I'm like, hey, I wanted to go play my Nintendo 64 after hearing that beat. I'm talking about Lord Jesus. I'm not going to talk bad about somebody else's craft because I know they probably are really passionate. I'm just going to say you might want to put some more work and emphasis in practice. We're talking about practice into your craft. And I hope they paid y'all money to listen to this shit grind hard because if you play that shit for free, if you play that shit for free, you need them to send you a refund. Cause I damn near scratched my eyes out listening to that shit. And Virginia Slim, that song you had was nice. I need that on my ringtone.
Oh,
no doubt. Thank you. Thank
get that.
Yeah.
All right, man. That was clearly a dump it on Ground Hard Radio, man. And you know what we do. But first, I gotta say, bro, whoever that was singing that song, fire your manager. That's a dump it track. And we gonna shoot that shit up.
Anybody got some degrees in the building?
That is not exclusive on Grind Hard Radio.
Damn, y'all can hear the motherfuckers feeling on this show. God damn.
Hey, I'm glad Doe said that because I know it sounds harsh, man, but we giving y'all constructive criticism. We trying to help y'all black
right.
Guys. You feel me?
Man, I'm telling you, it's
my man said he was rapping since the Sugar Hill Gang. He didn't heard it all.
Okay.
Oh, shit, I'm done tonight, man. I'm done. All right, man, it's Ground Hard Radio. We got some hip-hop news coming up, man, but I see we got a call on the line, so, Slim, let's take it back to the phone lines.
Because they popping.
All right, call your area code is 336. Your last four digits is 4145. You're now live with Ground Hard Radio. What we got?
No, we can't.
We got.
What's going on? What's going on? Hey, I'm calling in from my house phone, my cell phone, acting up.
That's been
what's going on with
you? In the building.
What it do, player?
Ah, shit. Hey, you see that other 336?
Okay.
Pick that one up.
And in that order. So you want to take it to the phone lines, babe? And get
already.
That.
Already. What's going on?
Yeah, we
what
got
is?
That. Chiller.
Yeah.
You heard me?
Lay back, shout out to Loud Talk Radio, Grind Hard, Grind or Die, Club Live,
yeah.
Senior Slim.
Appreciate that.
Dick Chronicle. Let's
here.
See. What's buddy name with the
You know we the black Brady Bunch riding this motherfucker, so I don't get mad if y'all can't remember that.
Right.
You played this track Tuesday.
What is it, Curry or Young Nah?
I think it's Young Nah.
That's what
it is. Yeah, they called it God. We played
and
Call
is somebody
God,
else
yeah.
on there?
Yeah, we got your main man Curry in the building too.
Yeah.
Damn, man. I'm just a forgotten one.
Tell us the worst time,
nah,
hey, normally
when I call in, I got my laptop up and I can see everything. I just got in off the road.
It's all good, bro.
Good, man.
Slim, we're going to throw it to that next 336 call.
I don't got them on me, bro.
Okay, six.
That's me.
Did we already? That's you?
Yeah, I'm on the house phone.
All right, well, then they drop. All right, what we going to do is, yeah, it's all good. D, we're going to throw it to you right now, bro. If you got any hip-hop news you want to get into, we can do that.
All right. That's what it is. It's
Take
your boy
on.
Dangerous Tactics with the Grind Hard Radio hip-hop news. All right. The first thing we're going to talk about is this beef between Gucci Mane, Young Jeezy, and T.I. Basically,
wow.
You know,
that's
Gucci Mane, they said that he was at you know, a T.I. Young Jeezy party or something like that. And, you know, he was there flexing, ain't nobody do nothing to him, blah, 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 blah. You know, T.I. and Young Jeezy, they said that was a guest list party. So if your name wasn't on the guest list, your ass didn't get in there. And Gucci Mane was not on the guest list, sort of like that. And, you know, basically Gucci Mane, he was on Twitter saying that, you know, he was talking a lot of shit, saying that Young Jeezy homeboy ain't gonna be Slick Puller, ain't gonna be able to go to his shows, and that, you know, there won't nobody, Young Jeezy won't show up to his mixtape release party and shit like that. And then, you know, I seen something where T.I., a video where T.I. did an interview, and he said he ain't worried about it. He just worried about, you know, big money and shit like that. He said he
hey, they talking about, Jeezy, Gucci had put up 100 grand to fight Jeezy, though.
Yeah. Well,
I could believe that.
Yeah, that was reported, too, that he put up 100 stacks to fight Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? Which is stupid, you know what I'm saying? Basically, because ain't either one of these niggas UFC fighters, you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants, you know, two regular-ass niggas. See, that's the problem with rappers. They think that they so damn extravagant that somebody want to see their ass. Some people probably do will pay money to see them fight, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? But they just two niggas fight. Y'all fight and put that shit on YouTube like every goddamn body else. You know what I'm saying? Anybody trying
world,
to see all that shit. Damn right, exactly.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. Out of shape, man. I put my money on Jeezy.
It's always the ugly motherfuckers that want to fight. See, it ain't the pretty motherfuckers that want to fight. It's the ugly motherfuckers. He got that damn tattoo on his face, looking like a broke down, you know what I'm saying, Mike Tyson. Don't nobody want to fight your ugly ass.
It'll be all right.
Hey, it'll be an interesting fight. I would say that. Open on niggas, shout out.
Definitely, but it ain't going to accomplish shit, though. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be fun to
exactly.
Sport, but
it ain't going to solve
It's going to start off as a fight, but somebody going to get their ass shot from the whip. I can tell you that now. Damn right.
Or
that's
somebody
going to
get their ass kicked and be embarrassed and, you know, they just continue going,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Them paws on them and then everybody going to start trying to fire.
Like, because there's not no winner. Whoever win the fight is the nigga that's going to get kicked. So there's no reason to even. Like, real life, that's real shit. That's how it that's is. Real shit. Like, so there's no reason to even do it.
Well, damn.
That's the fucked up shit about it. Every time a nigga want to fight in the streets, his ass end up getting killed.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
crazy.
False.
You should have lost. Take a dive.
Hey. How about they, y'all niggas just keep it on the record? You know what I'm saying? How about y'all just make records about the shit?
I know.
That's
what I said, man. It's all good as long as you keep that shit on wax. Ain't nothing wrong with a little battle every now and then. Them niggas don't like it. It's real, though. I mean, this is some real B shit.
Yeah, because Gucci Mane, because Gucci Mane done killed one motherfucker already now.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Slow down for your right guy.
I tell you.
Hey, I got a crazy story here for you, man. Can I skip this next story?
No doubt. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. A man sells his wife for $110 to buy liquor.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Stop the fucker.
Yeah,
who bought the bitch?
She said, who bought the bitch?
The dude,
I ain't
42.
Even gonna say nothing, yo. Censor. Hit the. Yeah, we need something to say censor, goddamn. Cause I'm about to
got
say
that, D.
I'm about to say who bought that, but that wouldn't be politically correct. I'm just wondering. We all know who bought that. Cause we all know who get the money. My
and
friend.
The police
my
came
friend.
To the scene after
my
a
friend.
Complaint for the couple's 18-year-old son. The dude dragged his wife to a bus station, telling her to wait for somebody there. Somehow she managed to get to another village and went to a relative's house when she told them what happened. And she'd been married for 20 years. And she said she couldn't imagine even in her wildest dreams of doing something like that.
Go drink. Nigga, go sell your dang-a-lang or something, nigga. What's going on with that?
That's some crazy shit. That's some fuckery.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
All right.
Wow.
Since we talking about crazy shit, all right, the next story is something, you know what I'm saying, that shouldn't even really be reported, but it's going to be reported on Grindheart Radio. This is some worldwide news right here, you know what I'm saying? It was a, like, 70-plus-year-old man in Africa, right? You know what I mean? His wife walked in the kitchen, caught him pleasuring himself with a damn chicken, you know what I'm saying? He was damn having sex with the chicken. You know what I'm saying? After his wife finished scolding him for having sex with the chicken or whatever, the man killed himself and was never to be, you know what I'm saying? When they found his ass, he was dead.
Damn.
So the chicken,
He had rabies. Like, what the fuck is you doing?
For real. He killed himself for that piece of chicken.
Damn.
That nigga was fucking
fuck,
the villain, man. She walked
for
in
real,
like,
he was
in
love.
He fucking out dinner tonight. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, he was serious about that shit, though.
I'm surprised he didn't kill the chicken, then kill himself.
He could have killed the chicken and cooked it, ate it for his last meal, and then killed it.
Hell, cover.
Damn. Don't.
For real.
He already done raped the motherfucker. You gonna leave the chicken scarred for life? You know what I'm saying? You might as well kill that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta wipe. Why you gotta resort to animals now, man? I mean, what's up with people?
You done wipe the chicken up.
He done cuffed the chicken. It's cuffing season on Match Data. Is that what they said?
Shout out to the master, man. You did?
Like, it was so crazy. Is he was in the kitchen fucking that jaw. So, which means he was looking for that chicken. Like, I'm on this chicken ass right now. Like, that's how he was feeling.
Catch the chicken. That's his horn. That nigga got that motherfucker.
Got that
motherfucker raped you.
You
raped the chicken.
You sick bastard.
Hell no.
That's what he is.
No doubt. Well, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, that was fucked up. That was that worldwide grind hard radio.
Yeah, you did.
Funny but sad.
That was that savage shit,
funny.
D.
Yeah. Sad but funny but sad shit. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
So I guess the man dishonored himself to the fullest. Bestiality. Goddamn. With the chicken. Nigga, you fried chicken. Not goddamn black.
Hold the fuck it. Yeah.
Black
wow.
Don't hide your kids and hide your wife. Hide your motherfucking chicken. That's what you need to be doing.
Hide your pigs and hide your hens, nigga.
There you go.
Heck yeah.
You're
herbal. Alright. And other reported news. Basically, you know, they had said that Jocelyn Hernandez and Stevie J had finally broke up. She done said, she tweeted that she got her own bus. You know what I'm saying? So
I saw that tweet.
Who gonna ride
the question is it real or is it fake?
That's some fake shit to hype up the next season.
They're gonna be right back together next season.
Hell yeah, for that check.
First of all, they the weirdest two motherfuckers in the world. Like, that's real rap. Like, DJ and Jocelyn, they some weird motherfuckers. Like, all around the board.
Did that nigga baby mama weird? I said it.
Hey, not weird like them. Not weird like them.
Talk.
That's real rap.
He say she just talk like DMX rap, you know what I'm saying? This bitch put emphasis on every damn thing.
True.
Hey, what they talking about? Waka Flocka and Rocco supposed to be on the next season, though. What y'all think about those? Them niggas. Kano, I ain't know who you said,
that's
bro. You said who?
Waka Flocka? To be on
Waka
that shit. Y'all know that?
Yeah. And Monica X dude, Rocco.
Yeah, Rocco.
I heard about Rocco.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think all these mainstream artists is turning to reality radio shows right now. Reality TV.
Yeah, they need to turn to reality radio, too.
Become the reality radio. That's what you need to do.
Some people's careers be as good as that. But you want to know something? I think that was perfect for Lil Scrappy career, man. Like, cause
it was.
Nobody checked
locked up right now.
Well,
but check game, y'all. Now, that shit don't work for everybody. It worked for certain few.
You know
how Chuck
dropped
since Love and Hip Hop.
He got a couple joints that have been in rotation on MTV Jams like that when he got with the baby mom. I think that's his baby mom. That's what my daughter mom said. But that joint is in rotation. I mean, like he doing all right. He doing better than he was.
That nigga did a couple videos. He did a couple World Star videos with the strippers and shit. That shit was cool. But, like, man, I go on World Star tomorrow. I ain't gonna remember half of these niggas I see today on World Star. So, man, come and go, homie.
It's good to see
you. Do people be paying for their slots on World Star?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I know so.
And it's about like $600. I heard it was like $600 to get a video on there.
Yeah.
Oh, I was when I heard that.
The price is probably vary depending on who you know and how you contact them for real. Just like everything else.
And then your video only stay on that top page for like a day. That shit, they ain't worth it.
Right.
Nah.
They ain't worth it. That shit crazy.
Stay on there. I mean, if you want like the front page or the side articles, yeah, that's going to run you, but the mainstream rappers are taking that now. You'll see the new Meek Mill's on there right now promoting his new album.
Speaking of Meek Mill's album, cuz this nigga album's supposed to drop on Halloween. He ain't got not one single for that joint up.
Hey, dude, the track with Kurt Cobain.
He got a track with Kurt Cobain?
Yeah. The one he did at the BET Awards.
Oh, see, I ain't watched that, and I ain't never heard that track. Do they play it on the radio?
Yeah, I think they playing that right now, man. It's all right, so, you know, mainstream shit.
Yeah. Kurt Cobain, man, he like Drake the sequel. But
that nigga better make a hit. You better tell Rick Ross gonna drop him. That nigga Rick Ross is dropping.
Hey, you ain't never lying, nigga. You ain't never lying.
But
he ain't going nowhere.
I'm hoping Meek Mill's do good, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a good look for Philly. Because, you know, it's a red flag on Philly, man. They ain't trying to sign
Meek Mill.
Us.
Yeah.
I mean, he got
yeah,
Tasha,
bro.
He got a good team behind him. He been consistent with the mixtapes. The mixtapes did, like, 2 or 3 million. But, you know, the album going to be stupid. I ain't saying the album going to sell that much. But, hey. The people that's going to support Meek Mills is probably going to be the ladies. That's what he's working on now with the singles. And, man, he a franchise player, man. He's going to be around for a while.
That's what's up. I hope so,
that's
man.
What's up.
Like,
that's
I need
true.
I want to hear more Meek Mills singles from his album. Like, know what I mean? Like, shit like Burn. Like, that shit could have been on his album, cuz, like. But, hey.
Oh, Amen going to be on
call.
That.
Amen. Amen. See, but it's been out for so long, ain't nobody gonna buy the CD for Amen.
He gonna have a remix on there, a deluxe version.
Hey, indeed, not to take away from your hip hop news, but I wanna ask all of y'all, you know, since everybody on the panel is artists in this motherfucker, what how y'all truly feel about 2 Chainz right now? Like your honest opinion about this nigga.
Grinding.
Last year,
but
y'all think
that's
just a little
smoke and mirrors,
though? That's like with 2 Chainz. Like, let me say something. Like, nowadays in music is quantity over quality. Like, know what I mean? I'm not saying he's not a talented dude. Know what I mean? But it's like the more you do, the better you seem to people. Nowadays,
yeah,
know what I mean?
Like a Wayne summer, nigga.
Like
he did like
yeah.
30 something features before he dropped his album.
Yeah, and that's what it takes. Like, know what I mean? You just gotta be doing. He did the most. Know what I mean? He deserved everything he getting right now because he put his work in. Like, know what I mean? I definitely respect it. I ain't gonna say he the best. He the best rapper because I know what I mean? Cause, know what I mean? I'm sure he know he not. But,
he's
like, you know what I mean?
Well, y'all know the reason why I brought it up, bro, because I actually like 2 Chainz. I fucks with that nigga, but I just don't believe that he's a true lyricist.
Nah, he ain't no true lyricist. He's an entertainer. He's influential right now. He got everybody saying true. He got everybody wanting to do a little beat. He got everybody wanting to nail chains and shit. You know what I mean? He changed it up.
Niggas in Philly be trying to sound like him. Like, it's that real. Like, not even just niggas in Philly. Like, just rappers, like, across the board be trying to sound like this nigga now. And it's like, know what I mean? Like, me personally, I like when people do that. Because it just, know what I mean? Like, that's just clearing the path for niggas that's really doing their own thing. So keep trying to sound like 2 Chainz. And keep trying to sound like Lil Wayne and Drake and everybody else. And let's see how far that gets you to all my new artists.
That's real shit.
Yeah.
Real shit. I want to know what DT and Slim think about that, too.
He's been in the game a long time, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like Mom said, he deserves everything he get, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody agree, he not the hottest nigga alive, but, you know what I'm saying? Some of his shit is catchy, you know what I'm saying? Some of his shit
is
hot. And then, you know, the rest of the shit gonna fall by the wayside just like with everybody else, but... He ain't no one-hit wonder type of nigga. And I expect, like, you know, in the future for his shit to cross over a little bit, you know what I'm saying, and be, you know, more accepted by different genres than just hip-hop and rap, you know what I'm saying? But I believe he got it in him, you know what I'm saying? So he just got to stay focused. He with a really good squad. So, you know what I'm saying, that's going to help his ass out a whole lot, you know?
I got you.
That's real rap.
All right. DT, what you got, bro? What you want to put in on that?
Man. Shit, man. That nigga, 2 Chainz, he alright, man. That nigga just, I don't know. You know? He just like any other mainstream rapper.
Smoke
he
and
just,
mirrors.
He just, like, yeah. Like he, like you said, he ain't no lyricist. He just be rapping. He say some catchy shit. You know what I'm saying? He get a hot beat, whatever, whatever. But, like,
he ain't never,
you know,
changed his style, though, my nigga. I mean, that's what I respect about him. Like, even from the old player circles, from the old DTV features, he still sound the same.
Yeah.
He just got more listeners, more followers.
I mean, he cool. I mean, he cool, but I mean, I just like to hear shit. Like, I don't like to hear a nigga rap all the time. Like, I like to hear a nigga talk about something real, you know what I'm saying? Instead of, like, all that, like, animated rapper shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit ain't nothing to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a real nigga. Like, I like real music, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. All that animated shit don't get no play in my hood. Like, animated niggas be getting they so pushed in the face. All that animated ass shit.
It's like your status,
no,
though, my nigga. It's like, once you get past the hood, to listen to you, what kind of people you want to, you know, vibe with you and grow with you?
I mean, I ain't saying it. I'm just saying, like, you don't be rapping about it. You got that animated shit. I ain't that type of nigga. Like, if you want my head, rap about something.
What do you rap about?
Smoking weed. He rap about it. He don't rap about nothing that the average person can't do they self. Before I was a rapper, I was doing all the same shit he rap about. Just won't rap about it. So why I need to listen to a nigga who ain't talking about nothing but I do in daily life? Smoke.
I ain't talking about 2 Chainz. I'm talking about your career. I mean, your career as an artist. How, you know, I know you wanted to stay at that hood level, like a local artist, or you want to get more broad?
Man, yeah, I am going. I'm already doing that. I don't rap about the same thing. And I don't rap, you know what I mean? I stay outside the box. I rap about real reality shit. So the average person can relate to me. And the person who ain't the average person can relate to me. So, and I ain't no animated nigga. Not gonna sell you some shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna sell you that real. So if you ain't a real motherfucker, then you ain't gotta buy my shit. Cause I'm gonna get money regardless. So a real nigga gonna respect that. He gonna be like, well, he do it cause he love it. Not because he's trying to make money off of it. And he talk about real shit, you know?
I wanna know how people feel about the nigga on French Montana.
He
kind of like 2 Chainz. Like, he been around, you know. He rap about shit that a lot of people been done rap, you know, it's regenerated rap shit. Like, he rap about selling coke. How many times this nigga's gonna sell coke, but they ain't got no coke chargers?
Well,
you
let's
know
talk about
like,
that's,
no.
Let's talk about, you know, the average shit that we always talk about. Who you think that's making the impact right now besides talking about guns and bitches and shit?
Well, shit.
Nobody.
People like J. Cole.
I say nobody.
No,
I'm
J.
Sorry.
Cole.
I'm just fucking.
Lamar.
I'm just
fucking. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you talk about guns sometimes, but I'm just saying, it's like, sometimes you gotta have songs about something other than fucking selling drugs, or, you know what I'm saying, or just rapping about
shit.
Just rapping, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be trying to make songs. We make songs around here, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't gonna sit there and waste my time. If the more you listen to other niggas, the more you might even start to sound like them niggas. You listen to them sometimes, 1-2 times, you shit cool, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Everybody listen to music. But I'd rather invest my time into listening to classic music, something that's going to last forever. You know what I'm saying? Like Dick said, something with, like, lyrical content. You know what I'm saying? Like a real, true lyricist. Like somebody
who
put their heart into it. Well, it probably ain't really no niggas right now. You know what I'm saying? I'll listen to Tupac.
You know, all niggas dead. The real
Big
niggas
L,
dead.
Exactly. Big L, Biggie, a Pun. niggas that is dead, or like Outkast,
Mobb,
you know what I'm saying? Like everybody who spit some real fucking shit, you know what I'm saying? Like
T.I. spit some real shit.
Yeah, exactly. T.I. exactly. T.I. and Jeezy. Exactly. T.I. and Jeezy is two niggas that I be feeling what they spit. And Jeezy talk about selling coke, and I still feel it because he put more than just that into it. You feel me? Prince Montana
just
gives me coke. Yeah, it's a more in tune with what he's talking about type shit. So, like,
he's still more like a sideline nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's on the sideline right now, so he ain't really in the game. You know what I'm saying?
What did they slip? They pushed his ass out, huh?
Yeah, he on the bench right now.
You damn. NDT, did you have any more news? Because this was an interesting topic, boy, I tell you.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Shit, what other news was it? Well, this nigga, speaking of French Montana, your boy 50 Cent was trying to, it was said that French Montana was having, if y'all hear that in my background, you already hear it, the boys, but anyway, French Montana was supposed to have a listening party at Interscope. You know what I'm saying? For, I guess, his album or his mixtape or something. And 50 was trying to be there. You know, well, he was there, matter of fact. But then we got canceled. You know what I'm saying? So, and he was tweeting, talking shit, like, where you at? You know, this and that, this and that. And then French Montana tweeted him back, yeah, come through, but don't wear that tank top. You know what I'm saying? He said, don't wear that stupid ass tank top. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah, so what y'all think about that? Just another person, you know what I'm saying? French Montana got beef with 50, and 50 got beef with French Montana now. So
everybody trying to have that problem with 50 Cent right now. I don't understand why. Like,
hell no.
50 Cent is one of my most respected artists in the world. Like, I respect that.
He a mogul, man.
I respect him to the fullest. I ain't got no bad words to say about 50 Cent ever in life. That's real shit.
You know, people want to go at the head honcho, the nigga that destroyed people's images and careers. You really want to go against 50? Really?
Yeah. That nigga going to dig up some dirt on your ass. He rich like
that.
That
was what I'm saying,
like,
yeah.
Niggas ain't even got that type. Niggas ain't got that 50 Cent money to be, you know what I mean, like going at that nigga. Like, regardless of how popular you may be, you ain't got that 50 Cent change, you know what I mean? Like, this nigga own shit. Like, 50 Cent own shit. He a boss for real. Like, and, like, the reason why I say what I say about 50, because it seems like he did that shit. He did something that we all can do, you know what I mean? Like, and I respect that, you know what I mean? It gave me hope for my future, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I could do what 50 Cent did, man. Shout out to him, man.
Damn right.
The only career 50 ain't killed yet was Rick Ross.
Rick Ross. Shout out to Rick Ross.
And that's
Ross
real
too,
shit.
Man. Like, I got, like, you know what I mean? Like, regardless of whatever, like, I feel like Rick Ross is definitely a spitter, man. I got respect for him, too. Like, know what I mean? Like, yeah, he lied, know what I mean? But they ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't take these rap niggas serious anyway, to be honest. But, know what I mean? He definitely a spitter, man.
That's how 50 started exposing niggas and shit.
I know, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be funny, man. It's going to be funny. Believe that shit. He ain't done yet. Niggas be chilling. That nigga waiting to drop his album. When he drop his album for real, he gonna expose niggas to get more album sales and shit. Cause that's what he want. You know what I'm saying?
But he did a song with the nigga Chief Keef though. I don't know how that's gonna sound.
Who? 50?
50 Cent, yeah.
Well, they Interscope, so that they had to probably kinda do that or whatever, but I ain't worried about that. Oh, well, Chief Keef,
was the last news. And Kerr, turn up, nigga.
Yeah.
Go ahead, D.
That nigga Chief Keef had wanted, he might get locked up. For, you know, yeah, because he on probation for, or whatever, for waving a gun at a Chicago police officer and shit. You know what I'm saying? A cop car or whatever.
I was watching the nigga Chief Keef interview. He just, that nigga wild, cuz, like, he's like, he got one of those I don't give a fuck type attitude. I don't see how, like, nah, man, like, I can understand, like, nah, man, like, you, when you in the street, like, yeah, be, like, don't give a fuck. But, like, nah, man, like, now, you at a certain point in your life where you gotta, nah, man,
turn
you gotta,
that shit
you gotta
on.
Make this
turn
shit
that
work.
Shit off.
Yeah, you gotta make this shit work for you to really be something, nah, man, like, at a level that I ain't get to yet, nah, man, so, like, take advantage of it. Real shit, like, cause I know when I get there, I'ma take advantage of it. I'ma be on for a minute.
Some niggas be having a deal and still don't be right though. I mean, that's why niggas still be out there.
Yeah.
You know, nigga might be signed to Def Jam, but nigga, shit, nigga still out there on the blocks, man. Tell me,
cause you ain't doing nothing. That's true.
Like, and listen, see, but you don't, you missing what I'm saying. Like, now, I mean, I understand you still out there, but it's like, now, I mean, like a smart man, adapt. Know what I mean, like a real nigga adapt. Like I like, know what I mean, like,
right.
I'm out here. I gotta do this interview. I'm gonna do what I gotta do for this interview. When I get back to my block, I'm back on my block. But right now,
yep.
I gotta make this
turn
money.
Up,
like,
turn
it's
out.
It's a hustle. At the end of the day, know what I mean, it's like. You gotta go hard on your hustle.
It's the image.
Yeah.
You gotta put out there.
He exposed himself too much. That's what Young Nas saying.
That's
what he's saying. Cause I'm on that shit. I'm turning some niggas up and I'm turning some niggas down. And that's just how it's going right now. Cause I'm about my grind and my money.
Damn right.
Cause like, not me. Like at the end of the day, like yeah, you like niggas got images, and I mean, and they image they gotta be hard. But at the end of the day, you gonna get that opportunity to prove it if you really hard. Like, know what I mean? Cause like this is how I'm feeling. Like if I'm in a situation, I don't give a fuck if I'm doing this rap thing or whatever. If I'm in a situation and somebody just openly disrespect me.
I was waiting for DP to send over that track. He was going to send over that track.
Oh, I got you. I got you. You ain't never give me an email.
You never asked because you was like, oh, I'm going to hit you up after the show. You never hit me up, so.
I got you. I think I got your promo page on my Twitter. I'm going to hit you up.
No, I'm playing, though. No, I got a beat, though, but send it up, man. You know what I'm saying? I still want some more beats, so.
Oh, all right. No, I mean, you can never have too many tracks, though. So I definitely got you.
That's what's up.
Oh, can I get a question? Most
definitely. What you want to hear?
Can I hear some dope ass music?
Dope ass music. I'm strolling up. Any track? You got a track in particular you want to hear?
Any track from dope ass music. That's my dream.
All right, we're going to throw that on. We're going to throw that on for you.
Hey,
I gotta say this right now. I got a big ass Kool-Aid smile because I'm looking on the front page of Ground of Blog Talk and Ground Hard Radio right there.
Yeah. I like that.
You dig? You did. That's hard work. You know what I'm saying? That shows you hard work really does pay off, man. Because we grind hard over
there. Yeah.
Don't charge nobody for no interviews. It's free. Cheap services, all that shit, man. So get with it. Or get going. Ground Hard Radio. And I'm going to hit y'all with this track. And it's your boy, Dope Ass Music with Bonafide. Go.
And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment.
Y'all talk is like y'all killing me. It's manufactured buying confidence off the rack. New season, Macy's. I'm a true dude, true blue, bleeding red, too blue. Stand on my own, cause I'm grown no groupies. Complicated math, so dummies can't do me. Flipping those pancakes, bush fast, or at least stimulating. ATM, getting quick cash. My aura is growing. Barry Gordon on Broadway, Motown. Last dragon on the scene. Sold up too much, blown away. Females, level 5 the category. I'm the HNIC. Wanna fight on the MIC. Fifth game, what's a nerd brain, murder tuna, kill a dick, no shame, or orangutan pivot, swinging off the edge, backhand, overhand, on the other hand, you wish open, better over easy, hit it like Serena Denise for the grand slam.
And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment.
I'm a motherfucking Guno, El Numero Uno, Buddha bitch, nigga, the Mars like Bruno. Nah, I ain't cocky, now that I think about it, I'm a little on that rocky side. Nigga, I doubt it if you thinking you can watch me die. Without swinging, I get sloppy hot. Nine conscious banging, I'm a dick slinger, wall danger langer. Beat the pussy down, you the wrist rearranger. You heard me rock, and when I serve with night, I will four-letter verb you in verse your life. I'm confident about my craft, I crack pipes, so believe it's the bomb if I hit that ass right. The 90s, you know, real quick. Bugs be on the mic, wrong nigga to deal with. I don't cater to hype, my Darth Vader, that real shit. If they offering bread, guess it's off with their head.
And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment.
Let's go! History, what? That's what they telling me. Rearrange the game, no competition, monopoly. Yeah. Playing with yourself, masturbating, comedy. Virgin game, no flow, cut it out, vasectomy. I'm an MC, Donald Duck, fly. Mickey D's, I'm a BC boy, brass monkey. Mikey D, hip hop, bae to the core. Smelling me, tender revolution, moving bodies, gravity. Mr. Bonafide, what they calling me, no more swag shits. Play boo boo tosser, tire punk, straight facts. My flow denies all you even getting me. Throwback from the past like Jersey, MOP. Lyrical deep, cause you locked the group MOD. Wordplay, what he say, teacher, BB. Junior history, dropping bomb, Nagasaki.
suicide, I'm out of sight. No, you ain't seeing me.
When I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. When I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. When I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. When I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment.
Let's go!
It's Grind Hard Radio with your boy BC in the building. Jit Chronicles, Get Throw Trigger, and Dangerous Tactics. Holla, it's 11 p.m. to 1.
What else a dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, fuck it, then I won't stop.
B.I.G. Fucking with me. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the, they want the. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Fuck I'm saying. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the fucking villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women I be feeling, from the bank accounts I'm feeling. What a feeling. No man, ain't gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing everything that he's fucking with. No. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm talking, yeah, I'm talking re, yeah, I'm talking B, nigga, I'm talking me, yeah, I'm talking boss, I ain't talking Khalees, your money too short, you can't be talking to me, yeah, I'm talking LeBron, we ballin' our family tree, good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing fucking with we, me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250, 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me, now who with me, Romanos, call me Hov or Hefe, translation, I'm the shit, at least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my checks say. Lost my homie for a decade. Nigga down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Me the supreme team. And all our eyes winning only means okay. One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the, they want the, they want the. Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in Paris, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people, get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blame it on a pigment. We live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where Cece lives. That's Tom Cruise. Whatever she accused, he wasn't really drunk. He just had fruit bruised. Past the
the refreshments, a cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. Speedboat swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays, so I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they dreaming like he's Elvis, but I just wanna design hotels and nail it. Shit is real, got me feeling Israelian, like Bar Raphael or Giselle. No, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now if you look at my life, I guess he's talking back, fucking with my clique. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking clique. As I look around, they don't do it like my clique. And all these bad bitches, man, they want to, they want to, they want to.
Alright, man, it's Grind Hard Radio. Make sure you hit us up 323-693-3043, or you can log on to the official website at grindhardradio.com. And while you're there, make sure you check out the featured co-host section. Make sure you check up on your boy Curry, Young Nah, King, Black Cancer, Dice, all that, and the promo services. Alright, team, this the wind down time on Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? So anybody got any closing remarks before we throw these last couple of tracks on and do our shout outs?
Yeah, man. Yo. I want to do a shout out to, you know what I'm saying, everybody that call in, everybody that tune in, you know what I'm saying? Like, we doing big things, so we just need to stay focused, you know what I'm saying? Stay motivated. We got the recipe, so we just need to keep cooking. And I want to request that Cash on Deck, Miss Cash featuring Dangerous Tactics, because that's my thing song
baby.
Right now. We got Club Loud, we got Cash on Deck, you know what I'm saying? We're going hard.
Woo.
All year round.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Slow
grind
coming soon. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. Slow grind on the mixtape.
Just like Slim said, I want to say thank you to everybody that came on tonight, man. Everybody that listened in. Like, I mean, it was a great show, even though I showed up late, man. Like,
it's all good, bro.
The team always do their thing. Like, yo, and I want to request that watching track, that DC, that Hey Pro, Kavan, Young Nah. Watching, I want to request that, man. That's been rocking
gotcha,
lately.
Gotcha. All day.
That's what's up.
Kerr, you back there, bro?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Now.
No, I'm here.
All right, do your thing, Kerr. You got some promo?
Man, follow me and my boy Curry. Look out for all the new music coming out. Stay tuned to Grind Hard Radio. I mean, you know, same old promo, same old song.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right, BNE Boss, Dangerous Tactics, what you got, bro? Tell them niggas where they can get their Club Loud shirt, bro, because I'm getting mine in the day now.
Hey,
I got two of them on the way.
Just follow Club Loud on Twitter at Club Loud Gang, all one word. You can follow me on Twitter at Selfmade Dangerous, all one word. You dig? Short and sweet.
You dig.
Stop.
All right, Kano, what you got, homie? What you got coming up?
Man, y'all go check out the HME Radio mixtape on MixConnect.com. If not us, then who bought it? One. Y'all check
you
out mixmyurls.com/HME Radio. And follow me on Twitter, man. At Kano the Pyro, Mr. Money Plan.
Yeah.
Taking off.
All day.
Hey, can I get a request, man? Can I get a request in for some smoking music, man? I just want to hear something I can smoke something to.
Well, we got this. Okay, gotcha. We got some smoking music. We definitely got that.
So, listen to Grind Hard Radio, man. Y'all keep up the good work out over there. Y'all stay at
it. We appreciate
that.
Shout
out to the Masturbator, too.
Bro.
No
appreciate
doubt.
You and that nigga D Slate, man. That's real nigga shit. Respect.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
it's Queen T.
What's
what you got, babe? And the show ain't over. We still got some minutes. Go ahead, Miss Queen T.
I appreciate y'all follow me on Twitter at Miss Queen T. That's MCQUENT at Next to Go Radio. Hit me up on Facebook. Promo. That's it.
special. All day. And the only thing I want to say, man, right now is salute to the squad. Like, I couldn't do this shit without y'all. Like, that's real shit. Y'all already know what the situation is. Like Slim said, we got to stay focused, man. But I fucks with everybody. Everybody on the squad. Shout out to that nigga King, Black Cancer, Dice, everybody on the whole team.
You did.
No. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up, man. And we're going to start it off with your boy, Young Nah. Watch it. Live on Ground Heart Radio.
All right.
Yeah.
Little.
Gotta watch my head crawling in these streets. Niggas bug me mug, need coffee in a creek. Focus how I'm rolling, yeah, I'm all into the beans. Frank, niggas on the same page with bacon, but always in the scheme. Gunning for the neck, gunning for a neck. Fuckers come for me, see me wanted on a peck. One life to live, why fear another man knowing blood is in his flesh? Two, I'ma rumble to my death. Flesh, wounds show this jungle is a mess. The hunger of my cousins and my aunts had me sick to my stomach, so the money is the antidote.
What you know about being fucked up? With no money to eat, your stomach balled up. You ain't even got a phone to call your man up. To make a plan for a man to get that bread up. Fuck, without no money, your nigga be stressing. My homicide on my mind, so I grabbed a seven. I got some niggas now, made it up to get a seven. Then I put my seven up and went to bag my seven up. 12 originals, razor plate, chopped it up with big rock. Hit the block, all the things coming up. Now niggas hating, but for the job I'm waiting. Block 9 in my palm is leaving your body shaking.
With my cape on, a madman, watch me get my downy drape on. Been slept on like a California king, but I'm a fighter, bitch. I settle mines in the ring. Won't ever sing, cause real G's bite the bullet. I'm about to blow up like a bomb, I can feel it. Coming in the air like Phil Collins and Beanie. Box me in the lane, I'll escape like Houdini. I'm the Broad Street bully with the debonair face, but my alter ego's Jason, he'll lay you lanes to waste. Give me some room, cause you know I'm about to spaz. On an island all alone with my balls, I'm Alcatraz.
Break a rope and watch how many niggas hang themselves. Build a bridge and watch how many clowns burn it down. Eat from your palm with no grub, blingers, they'll take a finger. But since you left my index, you gon' take a round. I'm just reporting friendly extortion out of proportion. If there's a law against a fraud, I'm here to enforce it. Cause when you ever seen a rat attract cheese, right playing these bins close and he went down white broke. Niggas come at your throat with hopes to literally start cutting ties. Turn polo to headless horsemen if they come for mines. More than rhymes, refusing to take a loss if you thinking that I'm sleeping on you, dog. Here I'll see y'all.
Cause my face is all on the YouTube. Been up a month and got more subscribers than you and you. I'ma keep doing me. suggest that you do you. Not a new rapper, but my flow be that new news. Out with the old, this here be the new news. My people bad news, uptown niggas with some screws. While everybody wanna be a killer, I just wanna be the smart nigga with the thriller. Oh, you gorilla, bitch, I'm Godzilla. Ready to let it rain hollow tips on you, nigga. Let's go.
At your front door, blow your ass up, blood leaking on the floor. I'm like a ghost dog, kill them in their sleep. I hustle real hard, being knee deep in the street. I got guns all sizes, trunk full of heat. Trill queen boss, ready to unleash. Cash on deck, I'm ready to ride. Yeah, I'm doing things, I'ma keep it live. Cash on deck, stunner shades in my eyes. Haters in the building, better run for their lives. All about my business, keep my eyes on the prize. Miss Cash, bitch, you know I stay fly.
Cash on deck, cash on deck.
Motherfucking bills, that's when shit gets real. But a motherfucker like me, listen to what I think. Maybe I could sell weed, ain't fucking with no coke. Cause I just reversed my pops from coming on the boat. And he ain't have shit to his name, nothing but hope. Ended up with a wife and four kids, but him and mother ain't alone. He did his time in jail and told me don't go. So if I'm trying to blow, I can't be selling blow. As a kid watching cartoon shows, and my pops in the back room breaking down your yo. So believe me, that ain't nothing I don't know. But still at 20 years old, I'm glad to say that's something I ain't chose. But if his music don't work, then you already know.
Worried about this money, I be stressed out. Family always needs shit from me, I be stressed out. I need some time alone.
Damn, all my bills looking overdue. I'm grinding hard at work, putting some extra overtime just to make a buck or two. And wifey acting like a dick, yeah, what's up with you? Money, bills, and bitches just became my three bugaboos. I'm looking forward to the property, pass and go Monopoly. I think you should give me all the props I need.
Living luxurious is my proposition. I'm trying to survive even without a pot to piss in.
I need the NASCAR, fast cars, nice crib with a big pool in the backyard. But I'ma have to use what I got just to live it up. And fuck the low self-esteem, cause I'ma pick it up.
Life is a gamble, so you better grab a handful. Cause it will never understand you. If you stick with the one below, then I bet you he will hand you. Alone,
cause I be stressed out.
Now, if that wasn't no smoking music, I don't know what the hell yeah. was. Because niggas do be stressed out. All right, man. If anybody got anything they just want to throw out there, now the time to do it. Lil, we're going to start off with the first lady. Be Slim.
Man, what's good? This is girl Virginia, Supernova Slim. You can Google me. Follow me on Twitter at VirginiaSlim7. Make sure y'all go to MixConnect.com and download them two hot mixtapes, The Last Every First and Grind to Die Volume 1. You can also get them at thatfifth.com. And I love y'all. Go represent Club Loud. Go buy that shit.
ClubLoud.com.
Hardest shit out here, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
See y'all next week. Same time, same motherfucking place. So we out.
Woo!
Amen.
D&D Boss. Dangerous Tactics. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, you can follow me on Twitter at Self-Made Danger. Follow Club Loud on Twitter at Club Loud Gang. Hey, follow Grind Hard Radio on Twitter at Grind Hard Radio. You already know. You know how the team do. Grind hard. Grind to die. That's all I
have. All day.
Yeah.
Philly Boss. Young Nah. Get your shout out, bro.
Yeah, man, follow your guy on Twitter and Instagram at YoungNah267. Hit me up on Facebook, YoungNah, I mean, rock with me, it's done, it's on its way out here. Shout out to the whole Grind or Die family, man, shout out to the whole team, rock with me, I mean, shout out to Miss Queen T, hopefully I'll be producing one of her first tracks, and we in here. Yeah.
Club Loud, bitches. Good. What? Go ahead and throw yourself out there, bro. And now. Can't know the pyro. You got it, big homie.
Shit, man. Salute y'all, man. Grind Hard Radio. Man, y'all fucking with me. HME Radio. We on that money train. Y'all fuck with me. If not, fuck you.
You dig.
Yeah.
And this your boy, Jay Chronicles. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/JetChronicles, man. I just want to say a big shout out to the executive producer, Charles Bellinger. It's Grind Hard Radio, baby. We in here. We out this thing, yeah. Man. Deuces.
Here. Thanks, though.
Team V Slim.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
It's Grind Hard Radio. Grind Hard Radio.
Woo.
It's Grind Hard Radio. What's the number to the live shit on the internet? It's 323-693-3043. That's the place you wanna be. I said it's 323-693-3043. That's the place you wanna be. I said it's 323-693-3043. That's the place you wanna be. 323-693-3043. That's the place you wanna be. Lego. First you got Jit, next you got Trigger, then you got me Dangerous, we on here with our people, you know Dice, Black Cancer, and Virginia Slim, stop front, we know you heard
we
of
know
them,
you heard of them.
Grind Hard Woo. Radio is back with a new season,
we back,
got all these haters sick like it's flu season,
Lego,
yeah, this show is the truth, every Tuesday and Thursday we act a motherfucking fool, we hope you enjoy the show cause
we do it just
how to
you.
Music topic contest and interviews. Duval ATL, nigga. And bad news.
Yeah,
Grind Hard Radio. Told you we the truth,
Lego.
Yeah. It's Grind Hard Radio. Radio. What you know about Grind Hard Radio. Radio.
Yeah.
It's Grind Hard Radio.
Radio.
What y'all niggas know about Grind Hard Radio.
Lego.
Yeah. It's Grind Hard Radio. What y'all niggas know
radio.
About to the whole B&E, Young K, Miss Cash, Rod and the Goon Squad, shout out to my homie Scars in the UK, shout out to Fly Gotti and the whole
Fly Nation. Shout out to everybody who bang hard with Grind Hard Radio, man. You got love for Grind Hard Radio. Grind Hard Radio got love for you. Cause this is what we do. So y'all just sit back, pour your cups, roll up, light up, enjoy the show. Cause we do this for the people. Grind Hard Radio. Let's go!
Radio, you bastard.